فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him for Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify, O believers, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you. And today, inshallah, we are going to continue with our surah that we started already a couple of weeks ago, Surah Al-Alaq. And Al-Alaq means a clot, which is like a blood being stuck together and holding together. Call it Alaq. And also call Alaq because it's hanging and go in the womb of the mother and be hanging there by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This surah is surah number 96. Surah number 96. And we already had work on it until, if I'm not mistaken, verse number 12. Okay. No problem. Women win.
Right. You've got mail.
So, before we continue with the surah, I'm going to recite the verses from 1 to 12, inshallah, from 1 to 11. And after this, we go to continue with the new ones. Also, read a rough, quick translation as a reminder of what we had did last 2 weeks. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, read in the name of your Lord who has created. He has created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. Nay, verily man does transgress, because he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely into your Lord is the return. Have you, O Muhammad, seen him, i.e. Abu Jahl, who prevents a slave, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he prays? Tell me if he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is on guidance of Allah. This is where we stop. Okay? And in general, the surah talks about, as we stated, that this is the first revelation, what the first thing came from the Quran, and it shows the abilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam able to read and to memorize the Quran, although that he's a literate man. Also the abilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of creating khalq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-khaliq. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a person to go through stages of the creation from a drop of cement, and after this to be a clot or to be a mudra, and until it developed stages little bit by little until it became bones, and the bones being covered with the flesh, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed the soul into him, and continuing to show the abilities of Allah. Also the blessing of Allah and favor of Allah upon mankind by giving him the tool to learn, to record the information, which is al-qalam, the pen. Qalam, the pen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means and ways for us to record the information. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the behavior of mankind in general, that his transgress, disobedience, go beyond the limits of Allah. That due to the fact that he thinks that he is self-sufficient, that he's healthy, that he's rich, that he knows something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, indeed, inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. The return is to Allah. The return to Allah, and that Allah will deal with this kind of man who transgresses, and he thinks that he is self-sufficient. After this, the verses went to talk about what's happening in Mecca with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the enemies of Islam, especially Abu Jahl, that he forbade the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray. And he warned him again, it's repeating this again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the title is Abd, being a slave of Almighty Allah. And this is the highest position a human being can reach, to be Abdullah or Amatullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Like, how can this be? We're supposed to forbid a person when he's doing something wrong, when he's transgressing, who is doing something evil. But for somebody to forbid something, someone to pray, this could not be believed. This is too much. And also that this Abd, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in guidance. He is on guidance, alal huda. And the new verse is say, أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَى. Excuse me, ma'am. Jessica? No. Not the whole surah. Yes. Exactly. Yes. And possibility also between the first four verses and the other verses, other Quran came. But the arrangement being guided, Allah had guided the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to put them. Okay? So, and he also told the Sahaba about this verse in such a surah and this verse after this, the arrangement of the verses. Okay? Exactly. There is some study, understand, some books and specialize in this. And to some degree, that some verses is known. Which surah came first, which verses come the first, things like this. Which one is Mecca, which one was in Medina, things like this. You don't find, you understand, as example, verses in Quran talks about fighting in Mecca. But you found it a lot in Medina, because with no jihad in that time. You found that the law of inheritance, it didn't come in Mecca, it comes in Medina. So there is certain things that you can distinguish between this and that. But basically, after this, the Quran used to be recited by Jibreel alayhi salam, and the study with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, okay, every year. After he completed, but in the last year he came more than one time and rehearsing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet, sorry, he's in me, scare me, people. All right. So the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a man who's making salah. He's a man who is in a guidance. And who is a man who invites people to righteousness. So a person who prays, a person who is on guidance, a person who commands others to do righteousness, is not supposed to be stopped, is not supposed to be threatened, is not to be obstacles in his way, is supposed to be promoted, not to be discouraged. But this, how the kuffar usually is not something new, but from the beginning of Islam and even from the beginning of the prophethood in general, he found the same thing with Noah, he found the same thing with Ibrahim, he found the same thing with all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? أو أمر بالتقوى. أمر, a verb, past tense, which means to command, to enjoy, amr, and comes the word amir, the amir, okay, because the amir gives amr, gives order, like a king, a prince, amir, the head of the jama'at, the head of the community. Muslim community, Amir. Amara, or command, be, mean with, taqwa, righteousness, piety. Okay, now we'll go with our new verses, inshallah. Ara'ayta in kazzaba wa tawalla. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. أرأيت إن كذب. كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة ناصية كاذبة خاطئة ناصية كاذبة خاطئة Now A رأيت We said the ألف here comes for what? For a question, for استفهام. رأى استفهام means to questioning, okay. To try to get information. Like you say, أسجدت A. Did you prostrate? أصليت أأكلت. Okay. رأيت the verb in the best tense is رأى. رأيت رأى the تاء in the end is a pronoun D-U-C did you see okay did is the alif see ra'a ta means you ara'aita have you seen in if kazzaba كذب he denies كذب deny belied lies okay كذب كذاب a person who lies كذاب liar كذب denied belied وتولى And walk away, turns away. Wa an. Tawalla. Turn away. We see where it's right in Kazaba. Wa tawalla. Tell me if he, i.e. Abu Jahl, denies the truth. And turns away. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala question about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'aita in kana ala al-huda, aw amara al-taqwa. Okay? Now, the shifting, the conversation, addressing concerning the behavior, the wrong behavior of Abu Jahl. Ara'aita in kazzaba wa tawalla. Do you see him? The one who turned away. He belied the Prophet. He denied the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And addition to this, he turned away from the guidance. Alam ya'lam. Alam. For istifham. Alam, questioning, isn't, does not, يعلم to know بأن that الله يرى that because you see certain things that could it when you put it in general it gives a different meaning from taking the article by itself. So when you bring the article and you put it in some places, does not have to be always like because or that. It takes a different meaning to go in general. But each word has a meaning by itself. But when you put it, it's like connections. How to connect sentences together. You see? Okay. Yeah. Anna means that. Okay? That when Abu Jahl is denying and turning away and belied, does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see him? So you can say that. And the ba maybe comes here to put more emphasis about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. So here there is a threat in these verses. That means stop what you're doing. Stop belying. Stop turning away. Stop bothering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should be aware that Allah sees what you're doing and what you're saying. Doesn't matter if it's small or big, that Allah sees your action. And this itself enough to put fear in your heart. What you're doing to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not right. You trying to stop him of praying. And you turning away and belied him. Be aware that Allah sees, that Allah see. Okay? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, that he is capable to deal with what's going on. Take a revenge. To punish. Okay? بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching. رَأَى is the best tense. يَرَى is a present tense. رَأَى is the best tense. And رُؤْيَى is a noun. You call رؤيت الهلال sighting the moon, watching for the moon, okay? Yeah. You say أنا أرى 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 أنا أرى أنت ترى okay? I see.
So رأى is the best tense
of- yes. رأى is the best tense.
Which word?
Excuse me?
What is the root word?
Ra'a.
Ra'a? Is the root word, but Ra'a was the past tense.
It's the best tense. Okay.
Of what?
Of what? Okay. Ra'a. Yara. Okay. Darban. Daraba. Yadribu. Darban. Daraba. Ra'a. رأى يرى رؤيا رؤيا رأى بس ها root word for the verb رأى if I'm not mistaken is رأى يرى
رؤ I'd be satisfied if you could
There's no problem. Because if you want to go to the dictionary, you will look I think it's not even see a root point for it here. Daraba yadribu darban. You see, because it has a harf illa in it, this is the problem that I could not get it right away from my mind. Ra'a yara. Ra'a. But even with wow, it's not going to work. I'm going to have to do homework on it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. أرأيت الذي ينهى. No. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. كلا لئن لم ينتهي. Nay. كلا ني لئن اف لم نط ينتهي
sound.
You guys are going to give me heart attack. Easy on the mic, please, because I'm not watching the screen. And don't get close to the mic when you say sound. Keep jumping. Sorry. If Abu Jahl doesn't stop disturbing the Prophet, forbidding him to pray, be in his way, لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاصِيَةِ نَسْفَع to catch, to take by. لا نسفع عنا we will the noon نسفع عنا became okay so the noon came to give the meaning of we catch بالناصية بالناصية with the ba means with or by الناصية for luck. Is this what you call it?
Call what?
For luck.
Is
yeah.
Friend of your
hair? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That mean like you can, because you know when you, if you take somebody by the for luck, his or her for luck, you have control over them. You can. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, if Abu Jahl is not going to stop, we will grab him by his forelock. Okay? Understood?
Yes.
who will grab him by her forelock. Nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'a. This nasiya, this forelock, and you know there's no forelock without a person, so he's talking about the person now. Because if you can get him by the forelock, you got him. Okay? This nasiya is a evil, lying person. Nasiyatin kaziba, khati'a, committing mistakes and sin and wrongdoing, that Allah will grab him, will drag him, in this life or in the hereafter or in both, by his forelock, be thrown into hellfire, because he is a person that belied or lying, sinful, nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'a. Like I said before, when you talk about faith, okay, you're talking about the person. So here also, you're talking about, I will take him by his forelock. Okay? I'll grab him by his hair. So he said, this kind of nasiya is kadhiba, i.e. that the person himself, who that is his forelock, going to be grabbed by, he is kadhab, lying, khati'a, a sinner from khata. Something called sawab, something called khata. Khata mean wrong or mistake or a sin. Kazibatin khati'a.
Tin,
tin is a nonation which comes under the ha or the ta marbuta, okay. And it came because no, this is a noun. Nasiya is a noun. Kaziba, okay, no, this is not a verb, is a qualified, the nasiya, so a description, quality, khati'a. So everything, when you describe something, the description will match. So because you said nasiyatin, now you describe it, it's got to be khati'atin, or khati'atin and khati'a is the same. But because the nasiya was double kasra, kazibatin came to be nonation, double kasra, and khati'atin came also to be with nonation, double kasra, because all of them is qualified the same thing. You understand?
I can accept it, but I don't.
But what?
I don't follow exactly why, but that must be the rules of the grammar.
The grammar, yes. Okay. There is a certain thing like the ba. You say hadha qalam, qalamun, qalamun. But you say aktubu bil qalami. Why the qalam instead qalamun became qalami? Because the ba came make it kasra, became mi instead mun. But if the qalam comes as a first word, okay, became qalamun. But if you say أكتب بالقلمي, okay, so it's going to change the end of the word, okay, and you will get the first book when you arrive to the storage room. Book number 4 talks about grammar. You get one gift free for you. No, we'll give one for sister. I'll get a first. Okay, this is a grammar book, inshallah. So كاذبتين, when I describe something in Arabic, okay, I say bintun jamila, a beautiful girl, bintun, because you started the sentence with what? Bintun, bintun means what? A girl, or imra'atun, imra'a means a woman. Imra'atun jamilatun, imra'atun jamilatun, a beautiful woman. Bintun Saghiratun. Okay? Al-Bintu As-Saghiratu. Now you describe the younger Al-Bintu As-Saghiratu Jamila. So why became Al-Bintu As-Saghiratu and why Alif Al-Lam? Because we describe in the bint. So anything describe the bint will be coming the same vowels. Little bit clear now? So we were describing the nasiya, the forelock, that with the quality of kaziba khati'a. So nasiyatin was double kasra. Nasiyatin, so kazibatin is describing nasiya, qualify nasiya. Khati'atin qualified also nasiyatin. So it will match. So what Allah will do for Abu Lahab, He will grab him by his forehead or by forelock, because he is a person whose lying is sinful, and Allah said, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ فَلْيَدْعُ from dua, da'a, to call, like you call in Allah, alright? أَدْعُ اللَّهِ, I call in Allah. And I say, Faisal, now I'm calling you to come. So Allah said, فَلْيَدْعُ, let him, i.e. Abu Jahl, call in his associate and his club and his tribe and his group. Nadia, Nadia, from Nadi, Nadi, is the people that you call in them, the people you associate with, the people you hang with them. When you have a trouble, now you start to call in them. Help, help, come. Adan? Nida, Nida, Nida is calling. Yes, yes. Munadi, Nida. But Nadia, Nadia, not Nadia, mean a girl. Yes, it comes from the same, yes. Calling in Allah, yad'u, yad'u, da'a, no. Nadia is nida, or what you calling in, okay? The one that you calling in, but the dua itself, the dua is yad'u from dua or to call. Nadia, Nadia is like what you call a club, okay? A place that you go and associate with the people, hang around with them, discuss your affairs with them, you understand? Make vote over things. Like an organization, association, but it's a place that you go and you meet there, the place of gathering, okay? This is called Nadi, like people go train someplace, associate and drinking coffee and tea and discuss issues. This is called Nadi, a club, actually the word club. But does not mean club like an American club. Because the word club here, a place which, you understand, they drinking and dancing and all kind of haram stuff. But Nadi, in a general, is a place which people come together. So does not have to be a haram place. Okay? So what's happening if Allah go and grab him by forehead? So Allah said, okay, you go ahead, Abu Jahl, and call your people that you hang with them. Because Abu Jahl was one of the chiefs, you understand, of the Arabs. Okay? So he have associate and he have people who he hang around him and they rang, okay? So in time of difficulty, he's going to call on the people, okay? So So Allah said, okay, we're going to grab you by your forehead, teach you a lesson, and you go and call the people that you hang with, see if they can help you. Anybody got it yet?
Yes.
All right. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَةً سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةً. You go, Abu Jahl, bring your chiefs and your slaves and the people you hang with them. We will call, نَدْعُ, we shall call, who? الزَّبَانِيَةً. This is a very, very serious challenge here. We're going to grab you, Abu Lahab. You are not going to stop. We're going to show you, chastise you. And if we're going to do this to you, you can go ahead and call whosoever can come and help you. You call them, we will call the Zabaniya. Who are the Zabaniya? The guards of hellfire. And you know, if he bring all the Arabs and all the club and all, one of the angels of hellfire, he can wipe all the whole country. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a challenge for him now, telling, okay, you go, he thinks these people, you're showing off in front of them, he's saying that I'm going to do this and that to Muhammad, okay? He thinks these people that your supporters, we're going to grab you by your forelock, would drag in your face, throw you, humiliate you in this life, and throw you in hellfire, and see who can help you. Who can call in? Oh, your nadi, your club, your associate, the people you hang with them. You call them, and we will call our soldiers, which what? Zabaniya, the guards of hellfire. The guards of hellfire, Zabaniya. Here is the surah comes now again with the ending. Kalla, nay, la tuti'hu. Don't worry about him, Muhammad. Forget about him. Don't pay him even attention. Don't listen to him. Continue what you're doing. Make your salah. Prostrate. That means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't listen to him, don't obey him, don't worry about him. That means what's going to happen? That Allah will take care of the Prophet. You, Muhammad, do what I command you and don't worry about this man. Him or his club or his group. Don't pay him attention. Do what you've been commanded. And part of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been commanded is what? Sujood, i.e. salah. Because prostration is one main pillar of the salah. And prostration is something very important in salah. Why? Because it shows your total submission before Allah. You're willing now to put your forehead down on the ground for Allah. Sujood is more than standing and more than ruku'. Because you're still in qiyam and in ruku', you still have some kind of dignity or feel I'm okay. But when you go down,
sound, brother, shake.
Okay, thank you. You did it good this time. I didn't jump. Alhamdulillah. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what? The closer time you can be in your prayer or at any time is when you are in sujood. When you are what? In sujood. So increase the dua during the sujood. Because there is a good possibility that Allah will answer your dua. Because now you show your total submission to Allah and that you're so humble before Allah. You put your feet, your knees, your hands, and your forehead. you put the best part of you, all your body, which is your face, you put it down on the ground for Allah. So now when you come and humble yourself like this to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your dua. كلا لا تطعه. Nay, don't obey him. من الطاعة. لا, don't. تطعه. The ha in the end is the pronoun. تطعه. Don't obey him. And the root word here is طوع. طاء واو عين. من الطاعة. طاعة. Okay? طاعة means obedient. Okay? لا تطعه. Don't obey him. و and اسجد. Prostrate. و اقترب. قرب. قرب. That means come near. Come closer to Allah. Don't listen to him, but prostrate yourself and come near to Allah. And one of the ways to get near to Allah is what? By prostrating yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me if he, i.e. Abu Lahab, denies the truth, the Quran, the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and turns away. Knows he not that Allah does see what he does? Nay, if he, i.e. Abu Lahab, sees not, we will catch him by the forelock, a lying sinful forelock. Then let him call upon his counsel or his helpers, his club. We will call out the guards of hell to deal with him. Nay, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't obey him, i.e. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. Fall prostrate and to draw, and draw near to Allah. Question. Tell him, no, Allah tell him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell him don't worry about Abu Jahl. Don't even pay him attention. Continue and make your salah. Don't stop. That means Allah will take care of him, will stop him. He put enough fear in him that he could not even touch you. Imam, not brother.
Mm-hmm. What's the
frustration? Okay. If you're reading the Quran, or you're hearing the Quran, or you're leading the Salah, or you're behind the Imam, and the prostration came like this, say, Allahu Akbar, and you go down for one prostration. Okay. And after this, you get up, and you can continue reading, or you can go after this to ruku'ah. If you are not in Salah and we sit in reciting, now came wasjud waqtarib, now you prostrate. If you're out of Salah, you don't have to have wudu. It doesn't have to be to the Qibla. But this prostration is optional, is not a must. It's better to do it, but you are not commanded that you are not be sinful if you do not prostrate. Now, if you're behind the Imam, and the Imam didn't prostrate, you don't prostrate. You could not do anything in Salah in your own, because you are tied to the Imam. Same way you could not go to ruku' before the Imam. So if the Imam didn't prostrate, you don't prostrate, and your Salah is still good. Now, if a person listening to the Quran, he also can go and make the prostration. Okay? So, yes, if you're out of Salah, is out of Salah, yes. Because sujood is not salah. Okay? So the requirement for sujood is not the requirement for salah. Alright? Yes. He will say Allahu Akbar and prostrate one time. And after this he will go again and say Allahu Akbar, stand up. Yeah. He says the same thing, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Yes. Alright?
The question, Ra'ita and Kana wa al-Huda, to whom was this directed?
Towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means, how you stubborn the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from something that he's doing that is good, that he is upon guidance, he invites him to taqwa, so how you can stop in him? Do you see that he is on taqwa? You don't see that he's making salah, you don't see that he's doing, you see? That means how you can be, try to stop in him, and he is on huda. Okay? Is it clear? You sure? Okay. Any question in the site? Any question? Okay, so we finish the surah.
Right.